Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Now, when you think of Europe, what countries come to mind? England, France, Germany? What about Belgium? The title of our lesson today is Beautiful Brussels. Yes, we're learning about what you can do this year in Brussels, the capital of Belgium. Now, when I think of Belgium, I think of chocolate, waffles, and beer. However, do you know what else is famous in Brussels? Well, a carpet of flowers. Yes, beautiful flowers. What kind of flowers? I guess we're going to find out in today's lesson. But this is a great masterpiece, this carpet of flowers. Let's find out more about this right now.
Beautiful Brussels, a carpet of flowers. Can you imagine a floor blanketed in flowers? The people of Brussels can. Every other summer, more than 100 volunteers work together to create a stunning carpet in the Grand Place Market Square. The flower carpet takes months to execute. First, a team of architects meets to plan the carpet's design. The theme differs every time and often honors an event or a particular country. After the design is chosen, the flowers must be reserved to make sure there are enough to create the pattern. The carpet is made of colorful begonias.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 stunning 这个形容词。stunning 原本是 stun, S-T-U-N, 使吃惊的这个动词的现在分词。当形容词在这里是指了不起的或者是出色的。例如 ,the actress's talent and stunning beauty meant success early on in her career. 这位女演员的才华与惊人的美貌意味着她的事业很早就成功。stunning 也指令人震惊的。例如 ,the stunning news caused the stock market to crash. 这个令人震惊的新闻让股市崩盘了。继续我们看 execute 这个动词。注意它的重音在第一音节念成 execute。execute 是指完成、执行或实施。例如 ,the series of gymnastic movements was perfectly executed by this girl. 这个女孩完美地完成了一连串的体操动作。或者是 the government will start to execute this policy next year. 政府明年会开始实施这个政策。它的名词是 execution, E-X-E-C-U-T-I-O-N. 例如 the execution of the plan involves several departments. 这个计划的执行会包括好几个部门。
Doesn't this sound interesting, Rebecca? How would you like to go to Brussels to see this carpet of flowers?
Oh my goodness, that sounds amazing. But wait, hold on, Gabe.
Huh?
This carpet of flowers, do they use real flowers?
Let me tell you, Rebecca. Yes. Yes, they use real flowers for this carpet. Of course they use real flowers, and they're beautiful.
And I bet it smells so good.
Well, yeah. That's something I didn't think about.
Because, you know, flowers, well, most flowers smell really good. They have a nice scent.
A lot of flowers do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about begonias, but I know that they look really pretty. Well, friends, let's learn something here from this section. A carpet of flowers. Can you imagine a floor blanketed in flowers?
Okay, Gabe, hold on for just a moment. I like that phrase, blanketed in, but typically when I think of the word blanket, I think of the noun, a blanket that you sleep with on your bed.
Ah, yes.
No?
Yes, of course. That is the way we use this word usually. However, here it's a verb, okay? Something is blanketed in something. So this means that you can look at this carpet of flowers and it looks like a blanket on the ground. All right, what else looks like a blanket on the ground if it's there and it's big? I think of snow. Okay, you could say that the ground was blanketed in snow, or the hills were blanketed in snow during the winter.
That's a great example. What about fog? Outside, the fields were blanketed in fog. It was really, really thick fog. You know, like those clouds?
Yes, of course.
It came down really low, and it's like over the field.
Cool. So fog, of course, doesn't stick to the ground.
Well,
no. But from the top, it looks like a blanket covering the ground, right? So it's blanketed in fog.
But right now, we're talking about flowers and how this floor is blanketed in flowers. We read, the people of Brussels can, well, that is, they can imagine a floor blanketed in flowers. Every other summer, more than 100 volunteers work together to create a stunning carpet in the Grand Place Market Square. Hey, I could be one of those volunteers.
Oh, man, Rebecca, I think if you visit Brussels, you should be one of those volunteers because you could make a stunning carpet just like this. Okay, this is huge. You see all those people surrounding this carpet, right? This is a huge carpet.
And you know, this huge carpet, it takes months, a long time, months to execute. So we read, the flower carpet takes months to execute. So let's talk about that phrase, it takes a certain amount of time to do something. So how else can we use this phrase? I've got an example right here. It took 3 hours to write my paper.
Ah, it took 3 hours. So Rebecca just needed 3 hours to write her paper. I live very close to work. It takes me about 7 minutes to walk to work, but I usually drive my scooter. So it takes me about 2 minutes to get to work every day. Oh, let's see, I have another example here.
Go for it.
I wrote this down. It takes Rebecca 5 hours to bake one cookie.
Oh my goodness, Gabe.
But it's a delicious cookie.
That is not true. If it really took me 5 hours to bake a cookie, I promise you, you wouldn't be eating that cookie.
Oh.
It takes me closer to 5 hours to bake dozens and dozens and dozens of cookies. That would be lots and lots of cookies.
Oh, I think we should put this to the test sometime, Rebecca. I think you should see how long it takes you to make lots of cookies for the rest of us to eat. Oh, man, that sounds great.
Oh, right, right. Okay, yes, I'll make a deal with you, Gabe. You buy the ingredients,
and then
I'll make the cookies. So we'll see how long it takes you to buy the ingredients for me to make cookies.
Interesting idea. Now let's continue with our lesson here. The carpet flower takes, the flower carpet, rather, takes months to execute or to do, okay? First, a team of architects meets to plan the carpet's design. The theme differs every time and often honors an event or a particular country. And then what happens?
Well, our lesson says, after the design is chosen, the flowers must be reserved to make sure there are enough to create the pattern. Okay, so I can imagine that there are a lot of flowers that are required. And what type of flower is used? What we read right here in our lesson? Oh, yes, Gabe?
Colorful begonias. But in case you're not sure what a begonia looks like, here is a picture up close. They are beautiful flowers. And when put together with other flowers, they make a stunning carpet. Well, right now it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the English, the info cloud. They would like to talk about English and Belgium. Let's join them now.
In the EU headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, you can hear about 20 different languages being spoken.
Now, to keep everything as fair and democratic as possible, the rules of the EU state that all speeches need to be simultaneously translated into the languages of all the other member nations.
Written reports need to be translated into the languages of the other member states as well.
To get all this done, the EU employs a small army of about 2,000 to 3,000 interpreters and translators. They produce 1.76 million pages of translated material every year.
Now, to pay for it, the EU spends about 300 million euros every year.
quite a substantial sum. Right. And so there are critics in Brussels who say that this language rule is too costly and unnecessary. In addition, it causes the EU bureaucracy to be more sluggish than it already is.
The alternative? Adopt the most widely spoken language in the world, English, as EU's official language. Surely doing this would make the EU more economical and efficient.
Indeed, it would. However, it would do nothing to relieve fears that English would swallow up the other European languages.
EU 就是 European Union, 欧盟，因为它有28个成员国，它位于布鲁塞尔的总部，就必须使用20多种语言。为了公平起见，在欧盟所有的演说文件都要翻译成这20多种语言，因此呢，他必须要养2000-3000个专业的翻译人员。光是为了翻译，欧盟每年就有高达300 million euros 3亿欧元的开销。这么庞大的开销，换来的却是一个没有效率的制度。其实有一个很简单的方法可以解决这个问题，那就是采用英文作为欧盟的官方语言。问题是，欧洲人普遍对英文有某种的恐惧跟不信任，不是因为英文特别难，而是他们害怕有一天英文会支配甚至吞噬欧洲不同的语文。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次请关键。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. How would you like to see a big, giant carpet made of real flowers? Begonias, to be exact. Yes, this is a sight that you can see at this time of year in Brussels, Belgium. All right, let's continue learning about this carpet of flowers.
Beautiful Brussels. On August 12th, this year, a team of over 100 gardeners came together and made the flower carpet. The planning is especially important because the team only takes 4 hours to put the carpet together if all goes well. Up to 1 million flowers are packed together and securely fastened to make this masterpiece. The result is quite a sight. Brussels is beautiful all year round, but August is the month to see it at its colorful best.
OK, 继续我们看 securely 这个副词，我们看到这个字里面有 secure 安全的这个形容词，所以Securely 是指牢靠底或者是牢固底。例如 ,make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened before driving. 驾驶之前请确定安全带有系好。Securely 也指安全底或者是被保护好底。例如 ,the document was securely kept in a safety box. 这份文件很安全的被保存在保管箱中。所以我们看的是 quite a sight 这个常用语。Quite 是指很如何如何。Sight 是指景象，所以 quite a sight 是指很特别的或者是很壮观的景象。例如 ,we went to the Super Bowl game and it was quite a sight. 我们去看了超级杯的比赛，那真的是盛况空前。或者是 ,the sunrise on Waikiki Beach is quite a sight to see. Waikiki 海滩的日出真的是美不胜收。And now let's get back to our teachers.
What we see here in our lesson, on August 12th, this year, a team of over 100 gardeners came together and made the flower carpet. Well, wait a minute, that was just yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday was August 12th, today's August 13th.
Wow, brilliant.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, that's a lot. A lot of gardeners, they all came together to make the flower carpet, and the planning is especially important because the team only takes 4 hours to put the carpet together if
Come on.
All goes well.
That's impossible. Only 4 hours? It only takes 4 hours? That's a good way to use that sentence pattern you learned earlier.
But, Gabe, that's what the lesson says. It only takes 4 hours to put the carpet together if, this is the big if right mm-hmm. here, if all goes well.
Yes.
And, friends, we want to talk about that phrase, if all goes well.
Oh, yes, this is a nice phrase to know. If all goes well, okay, maybe you've planned to do something, and you could say it's going to be a great hike if all goes well. Okay, so hopefully there's no bad weather, everything is fine. Everything will be great if all goes well.
That's a good way to use it, but I assume it'll be a good hike even if all things don't go well.
Yeah.
But great example, Gabe.
Okay, so you have a more positive attitude than I do.
Well, you know, it's good to be positive. Hey, but I do got another example that I'd like to share with you all.
You always do.
Mm-hmm. If all goes well, I should be done with my project by noon today, and I should be able to meet you for lunch by 12:30.
Yes. Okay, now if all things don't go well, maybe something happened that interrupted Rebecca in the middle of her project so that she didn't get it finished. And then she can't go to lunch with her friend, right?
Well, at least not at 12:30.
Right.
But I'm believing that all will go well, so I will be able to arrive by 12:30.
Okay. Well, if all goes well, I believe we should have a review skit coming up soon, okay?
But not right now. That's later.
That's later.
Yeah.
That is later. Okay. If all goes well. Well, hopefully all will go well for the rest of our lesson today. Up to 1 million flowers are packed together and securely fastened to make this masterpiece again in 4 hours. That's amazing.
In 4 hours?
Yeah.
1 million flowers. Just imagine for just a moment. 1 million flowers are all packed together, and it only takes 4 hours to create this blanket of flowers. Amazing.
This is too Gabe, much for my imagination.
1 million?
This is an amazing sight. This is quite a sight in my head, Rebecca.
Hey, Gabe, 1 million is just 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Several zeros.
It's a lot. It's 6 zeros.
Yeah, 6 zeros.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is quite a sight, friends. As you can see, this is quite a sight.
Ooh.
Now, this is a good phrase to know. If something is quite a sight, that means it's really amazing to view.
That's right. Very amazing, interesting, and unique. And I have another great way to use this phrase, quite a sight.
Mm-hmm.
It will be quite a sight to see Betty wearing those purple pants and orange shirt.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be quite a sight.
Yeah.
You know, the way you use that phrase is kind of funny.
Well, yes.
Okay, because I usually think of quite a sight meaning something really beautiful. But if someone wore, would you say, purple pants?
Purple pants and orange shirt, but it would be quite a sight.
Ah,
so there's different
very
ways.
Loud
that,
colors.
Yes, there are different ways that you can use this phrase. And the way you used it, it meant more like amazing, mm-hmm. beautiful. But in the way I used it, it was more interesting,
yeah.
unique.
Or strange. Or
strange.
Amusing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
something is quite a sight. I usually think of, you know, beautiful scenery when I use this phrase. Like, I've been to Yosemite. I know I've talked about Yosemite in California because it's beautiful. And if you go hike up Half Dome, which is a large rock there, the view from the top is quite a sight.
Oh, Gabe. I love Yosemite. It's been way too long since I have been there. I guess I'm going to have to go there one of these days. But of course, we're talking about Brussels, and that makes me want to go to Brussels as well, especially to see this flower blanket,
mm-hmm.
which is quite a sight.
Okay, well, we have one more thing to talk about here, friends. Brussels is beautiful all year round, but August is the month to see it at its colorful best. And that's another phrase we'd like to talk about. At one's best.
At one's best. What exactly does that mean? Well, it's just like a high standard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at your best, that means that that's probably the highest possible mark or achievement.
Okay, so for example, your mom or dad or your teacher might tell you there's someone important coming to visit and I want you to be at your best behavior. That means you need to act in the best way. Be very polite, greet the person nicely, act in your best behavior.
Now, sometimes when I hear this phrase, I also think about items. For example, you will love the new tea shop. It's definitely tea at its best.
Ah, very nice.
So at this tea shop, it's definitely really, really, really good tea. The best tea.
That's right. Okay, well, friends, think of another way you can use that phrase. Right now, it's time for us to review with a review skit.
That's
this is the review skits at their best.
Yes.
Right here, right now.
Wow, a floor blanketed in flowers. Can you imagine?
I don't have to imagine. Here it is.
You know, every other year, 100 volunteers work to create this stunning carpet in the grand place, Market Square.
It must take months to execute.
It does. First, architects meet to plan the carpet's design.
Every flower carpet is different?
Yes. The design often honors an event or a country.
What happens after they choose a design?
The flowers are reserved to create the pattern. It's made of colorful begonias.
Putting all the flowers in place must take a long time.
If all goes well, it takes 4 hours for 100 gardeners to put it together.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
That's why planning is especially important. There are up to 1 million flowers packed together and securely fastened.
It's a masterpiece.
Yes, it's quite a sight. Brussels is beautiful all year round.
But August is its colorful best.
Hey, you know, we should be heading back to our hotel soon.
You're right. But first thing first, let's get another bite to eat.
Chocolate or waffles?
Or Brussels mussels.
All of the above?
All right, friends, Hazel is often in those review skits. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see Hazel at her best, you should see her do a magic trick.
That's very true.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, friends, we've had a lot of fun learning about beautiful Brussels, and we look forward to seeing you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.